As shared before, ergonomics is defined as the relationship between people and their environment, including tools, equipment, work area, vehicles, and facilities. Good ergonomics improves performance and reduces errors and accidents by making the environment comfortable and user-friendly. Organizational factors include how the work processes are designed and laid out, the time demands that are placed upon the workers, and how long the cycle times are. Workstation design is the most important organizational factor. Behavioral factors that impact ergonomic injuries include observing proper lifting behavior, observing the body system for lifts over 25 pounds, and observing the proper neutral postures. Poor postures may cause employee to feel pain, which results in uneven muscle strains. And on the other hand, the most important psychological contributor to ergonomics injuries is stress. Stress and perceived lack of control lead to poor job satisfaction and promote a feeling of monotony at work. These stress factors can increase perceptions of pain, decrease blood flow, create muscle tension, and therefore increase the likelihood of an ergonomic injury. What are the top 4 ergonomic stressors? When considering the likelihood of an ergonomic injury, tasks must be evaluated with regard to 4 major stressors. The number 1 is repetition. How often does a certain movement have to be repeated during the workday? Higher numbers of repetition create more stress on bones, muscles, and tendons, thus increasing likelihood of an injury. The number 2 is force. How much force must be applied when performing the task? Force also includes how much weight must be lifted. Any lifting greater than 25 pounds is considered heavy. The heavier the lifting or force, the greater the likelihood of injury. The top number 3 ergonomic stressor is posture. This refers to the orientation of the body or body part. Neutral postures are the least stressful. The further from neutral the body is required to be, the greater the likelihood of injury. And the top number 4 is vibration. This refers to the amount of movement required. Vibration is generally caused by holding power tools, like a drill or a jackhammer. Exposure to vibration for long periods of time can damage nerves. And how to minimize these ergonomic risk factors? Proper workstation design can minimize ergonomic risk factors. One must determine first what the physical demands of the job are. For example, in the case of an assembly operation, the items that must be used the most frequently should be arranged in front of the worker at a distance that does not require an extended reach. Items that are used much less frequently, such as 1 or 2 times per hour, can be placed where some reach is required. One should also arrange the work center and workflow so that body movements using different muscle groups are alternated over the course of a shift. For example, needing to walk is diverse with movements that utilize upper body strength to provide use of various body parts over the course of the shift. The important design principle is not to overly fatigue one body part or muscle group with excessive repetition, force, or angle of posture.